Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the National Association of Broadcasters show in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm delighted to be joined by David Hepke, VP of Distribution at Imagine Communications. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So, David, we've never had Imagine Communications on Chip Chat before. Why don't we just start?
It's a great miss by Intel, I must say.
Well, we're going to rectify that today. Why don't you go and just give us an introduction to Imagine Communications and your role there?
Great. Thank you very much. Yes, Imagine Communications is a leader in the technology business for broadcasters and cable companies around the world. We provide solutions for advertising management and traffic and billing and that whole back end of it. Mm-hmm. But we also have products that stretch from the networking side within the broadcast facility to playout servers, as well as to cloud-based solutions for cloud and internet-based delivery. So we have a wide range of products. We touch over half the channels that are delivered in the world. We have presence in 85 countries. So we're a broad player with a broad product mix, and we're very happy to be working with Intel on that part of the market that helps get the over-the-top video to consumers on multi-screen devices.
I'm glad that you talked about OTT. This industry is really going through a broad transformation right now in terms of the underlying technology that is driving broadcast communications. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, it's exciting times and scary times, but at times of inflection like this, it's a great opportunity for both the customer base and for the vendors to really help move to a next generation where they get more flexibility and more operational efficiency. So it's a real challenge for the broadcasters and cable companies right now to keep the interest of the consumers who are inundated with a lot of different ways to look at video and do things. And so we find a lot of our cable company customers are wanting to add multi-screen and over-the-top delivery so that they can provide both the big screen view as well as viewing the same content on whatever devices those consumers want to view it on. So that gets to be a challenge operationally because you're adding a whole new workflow for those customers to have to deal with. And one of our advantages is a unified distribution platform where we can serve both the OTT and the traditional linear broadcast all from a common back end. And you can do fun things like ad insertion and alternate content so you can get localized content to different people and use one back end to deliver both OTT and linear channels. So that's one of our competitive differentiators.
Now, obviously, NAB is one of the largest shows in the world when it comes to the broadcast community, if not the largest. And I'm sure that you guys have some new stuff that you're showing here. Do you want to tell me about
that? Yes, happy to do that. So one is this unified distribution platform I just mentioned. We have a playout product called Versio that plays out channels, and that is available in the cloud now. So we're showing that running in the Azure Media Services cloud environment. And so what used to be done on your premise in a broadcast control room or now in a data center, now you can move that to the cloud and have the flexibility of easier scalability and instances that you can deploy more quickly to experiment with new channels, to grow channels for certain events and things like that. And then it fits seamlessly with our OTT products that are now available in the cloud as well.
When you look at the customer base that you guys have been serving, obviously, for many years, 85 countries, incredible market representation. What do you see as the technology evolution in terms of their comfort with using some of these IP and more traditional IT type of equipment and solutions?
It's a very challenging thing because as a vendor, you want to message where you're going and you have this leadership in moving to IP technologies. But a lot of customers aren't there yet, particularly in other countries, and they're still buying the traditional baseband video, and you need to be able to continue to execute on the good old products while you're also spending a lot on innovation and moving to the next level. So that's both on an IP platform as well as moving to these cloud-based solutions and OTT. So it's a real challenge for us from a vendor standpoint. And from the customer standpoint, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty out there about the timing and when they need to move. And you know, some of it will be forced moves in the future. Like in America, there's a new broadcast standard that's coming out, this ATSC 3.0. Mm-hmm. And so the traditional broadcaster that sends signals over the airwaves, there's a new standard for them that they'll need to be migrating to that's more efficient. And it also brings in internet delivery on the side of that. So you can have the two-screen experience, and the broadcaster can also get to that multi-screen experience. So there's a lot going on in a lot of different fronts. And for the broadcaster or the cable company, it's important for them to be able to hear a clear story and understand, you know, what's available today, and is their investment protected so that tomorrow when they're ready to move to whatever's next, that they can easily migrate there and their investment's not lost.
When you look at that broad portfolio of solutions that you need to be bringing out during this time of evolution, obviously investment in the types of partners that you work with is important. Tell me a little bit about your relationship with Intel in this space.
Yes, we're very pleased to be working with Intel, and they've been a good partner for us that they've wanted to listen to our feedback on what directions that they should be going in terms of video processing and how they optimize their GPU-based chipsets to understand, you know, what the market needs are. So we're very appreciative of that and getting the input there. And we've implemented one of our new transcoding products on the Intel GPU solution with the media SDK that is the codec or the encoding decoding piece within that solution. And we're very happy with the results there. And I can tell you about all the wonderful things about that as a product, but at a relationship level, we're very happy that it's a symbiotic kind of thing. And the third party in this for us is HPE. The implementations we're using of the Intel processing is on HPE servers. And one of the big servers that gives us some advantage is their Moonshot server that utilizes the chipsets on cartridges.
So with the Moonshot system, with the Xeon E3 processors, you're getting a very dense solution. Why is that important?
It's really important for large customers that have dozens or even hundreds of channels. And it's surprising the number of customers out there that have hundreds of channels, but they're the big cable companies and the satellite companies that are distributing TV that way. And so they are concerned about cost and power consumption and rack space in their data centers. And so by having a higher density platform, you realize all of those savings. And so in our Moonshot implementation, we can get 8 channels of encoding and decoding on a cartridge. And with 45 cartridges in the Moonshot, you can get 360 channels in a 4.3 rack unit server.
That's impressive.
So it's incredible achievement in density, and we have a lot of interest in that. And then there's also the nice thing about it is there's a one rack unit version that takes 4 cartridges. And so for someone that wants access to that GPU accelerated density, but in a one channel server, they can get that as well. And so for us, it gives a lot of flexibility to the customers that someone may only have 30 channels and they can still take advantage of the density and price they can get in that type of form factor as well.
Now, we look at this type of solution. Obviously, this is for companies that are providing a tremendous amount of content. They want that scale. How does that fit into your total portfolio of solutions that you're delivering to the marketplace?
So for the broadcaster, we start in the playout facility. And so we have products that do media serving and playing out. And then we have products that can take the broadcast signal and distribute it to the over-the-top multi-screen audience. And so that's where my product portfolio kicks in. And so when you do that, you need to take that signal that's coming out of the broadcast facility and transcode it into the multi-bitrate formats that are required for OTT. And so I don't know how familiar all the listeners might be, but OTT video is a little bit unique. Instead of just transmitting one stream, there are 4 or 5 or 10 streams that are available, and they're not streams of video, they're actually fragments of video that make it easy to pull over an internet-based delivery channel. And so the complexity goes up quite a bit. You're managing, instead of one stream per channel, it's potentially 8. And so there can also be multiple versions of players out there. And so there's a lot of complexity that way. So from the transcoding to packaging to delivery, you need to have a unified platform that people can go across and easily manage. With the Intel-based solution for us, it helps reduce complexity because they don't have to have racks and lots of different server units sitting in their data center. They can have fewer servers handling lots of channels all from one platform.
When you look at this week and what you're trying to accomplish here at NAB, what kind of conversations are you looking to have here?
For me and for my group that's working on the OTT portfolio, a lot of it is just understanding where customers think they want to get to in the end. And some of them want to start with just simply, I want to get my linear channels out and so people can see them. And others are ready to go with, I want to be able to dynamically insert ads because they're unique IP streams going to different users. You can actually target the ads to the individual users. And some are ready to sign up for that, and we've got a product line that can do that ad insertion for them, and others aren't quite ready to get there yet. And then we have other customers that are starting up video services. We're announcing one here at the show, which is American Theater Channel, and they are setting up a website with content that comes from theatrical productions, and they've got a great setup of very high-end theatrical productions from around the world, and you can sign up as a subscription and get access to those, and all the technology that gets the video there and ready to be played out is based on us. So that's exciting.
Well, thank you so much. I know this is a busy week for you. Thank you so much for being on the show today. One final question for you, David. For those who are listening online and want to find out more about the solutions that Imagine Communications is delivering in the market or connect with one of your sales folks, where should they go for more information?
Best place is to our website, which is imaginecommunications, all one word, .com. And there's contacts in there, and they can find out someone to reach out to them.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.